Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Healthcare is working along very well. We could have a big surprise with a great healthcare package.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Probably, maybe. Are you really going to be surprised? Nothing's going to change. I'm so over this. But politics is so boring anymore. It's the same. I can tell you what they're going to say tomorrow. I can tell you what they're going to say on Monday. I'm going to tell you what they're going to say next Tuesday. I'm going to tell you what they're going to say 3 weeks from now. It's all going to be the same thing. This health care bill is going to destroy the poor. It's going to weaken the middle class, all the while giving rich people cuts. Here's the Republicans. We can't keep health care the way it is. It's breaking the bank. It's going to fall apart. And Obamacare's on it's on its last legs. It's over. It's done with. We know that. There you go. I have said what they're going to say forever. You don't need to listen to any more of this crap. You know, let's move on. Something more entertaining. But Chad, healthcare is important. It is. What is you and I sitting here pontificating about going to change? Any of it? It's not. It's going to change a thing. It's going to happen when it happens. The best thing that you can do right now, if you're serious about figuring out healthcare, is say to yourself, what are my options at this moment in time? What are my options? Well, I don't really have a lot of options. Okay, then. So you sitting here arguing, thinking, fretting, doesn't do anything. It doesn't. It does nothing for anybody. It's so weird. You know, I'm blessed. I love what I do. I'm so blessed. And I try to do a show that I think is going to interest you and that's going to have stuff that will have some sort of an effect on your life where you'd be sitting around going, oh, you know, I'm talking to my friends. We talked about something like that. Eerily similar to that the other day. We talk about that. Oh, yeah, you know, that's something that happens in our household. This stuff's important, but I can push all these buttons here, and it's all the exact same. Here's one.
I think we're going to get at least very close, and I think we're going to get it over the line.
Really? Do you really think that? And what do you get over the line, right? What do you get over the line? We get a health care bill that addresses none of the things that concern you and I as the individual people who will consume this. It doesn't address keeping costs down. It doesn't address premiums. It doesn't address any of that stuff. I heard that, you know, lobbyists have seen this before other senators have seen this. How does that make you feel? I tweeted out something today. You know, it'd be great that every single senator and congressperson in D.C. have to take, on a rotating basis, you take somebody who didn't vote for you, and you take somebody who did vote for you, or maybe you take them both to work with you. So a week at a time, you take these people to work with you. It's bring an adult to work day. How cool would that be? So there's a congressman and a senator. And who's that with him? Oh, that's Tim and Jane. Who are they? Well, she didn't vote for him. He did vote for him. They're here today because this is bring your constituents to work day, huh? And they want to know what's going on. They want to see how this thing's done. Hey, after this, you know what we're going to do tonight, guys? We're going to head over to the K Street. They're throwing a big party over there in my honor. $1,000 a plate dinner. Yeah. Are you guys excited? What's it about? Well, they want us to make sure that some of that subsidies and stuff that we cut or put around to the backside and kick to them later on down the road. Oh, really? Yeah. They want to make sure that they're going to get theirs. Oh, well, that's not very fair. Well, it's really no big deal, right? Doesn't affect me. None of this stuff is going to change anything. So us sitting here pontificating about it means nothing. It gives us a place to sound off. But in the end of the day, does it change anything? Your health care is going to be eerily similar to what you have now, addressing very little of the needs. Some of you in the upper echelon may get some tax breaks. Maybe you pay a little bit less. Some of you who are a little bit older may pay a little bit older. And some of you out there who are a little bit younger and healthier, you may pay a little bit less. And the rest of us, we're not going to feel much of it. Well, that's kind of depressing. No, it's the truth. That's why you come here. I'm going to give you the truth. You know what people want? They want competition. They want to be able to shop their plans around. They want an a la carte service. They want more opportunity to see a transparency when it comes to their bills and things of that nature. There are a few things that people want. That's it. But it's not going to be on this. This thing isn't anywhere close to being anything that's going to make the American healthcare system better. And you know what? In the end, it doesn't do the thing that it needs to do, which is bring you closer to the person that provides you care. That's it. Period. Case closed. Not going to bring you any closer to that person who provides you care. You're not going to get more time with him or her. You're not going to spend more time inside of that room discussing what ails you. You're going there for a specific situation. You have X amount of minutes to get in and out of there because you are a conveyor belt. And you're on it, you're off it, you're back on it, and away you go. There you go. That sums it up right there. Sums it all up. So we're not going to spend forever talking about it today. We're not. We are going to talk about this. I found this to be hilarious. They broke in today on CNN, which is just, they are horrible. I don't know why we watch them. Maybe because they're just so full of it and it's hilarious. But this today was great. They had a breaking story about the fact that Trump, there was a bunch of Irish, I guess, reporters inside of the Oval Office. He's sitting there on the phone. I don't know if he's even talking to anybody, if it was just a photo op scenario. And he kind of signaled to one of the ladies, hey, you know, come on over here. And he said this, and I want you to listen. You got to be a little close to the, you know, to the old speaker there. But listen to what he says and listen afterwards to what I think is just ridiculous in the way that CNN approached this today.
Well, we have a lot of your Irish press watching us. They're just now leaving the room. And where are you from? Go ahead. Come here. Where are you from? Should we have all of this beautiful Irish press? Where are you from?
I'm from RT News. RT. Katrina Perry.
Katrina Perry. She has a nice smile on her face, so I bet she treats you well.
She has a nice smile on her face. Bet she treats you well. That's what he said. Katrina Perry from Ireland. People are like, she said he had a nice smile. The whole thing was awkward. And they had people on there. People who were sitting there discussing this as if he has done something like went up and grabbed her cooter. Like he said he was going to do. Remember with Billy Bush, right? Grabbed the hoo-ha. Like he said, oh, my God, it's so good to see you here. Your teeth are a mess, but you got a banging ass, so that's always good. He didn't do any of that stuff. But the fact that they went there, and it is such a joke. You've always known that there's liberal bias in the media. But at least you thought, well, some of them are fair. You know, they'll give you a fair shake. And they may like a few of the Republicans, so they'll maybe give me a fairer shake. But with Trump, there is none of that. And it's really, even USA Today, you know, they today said CNN has to stop it. But why would they? They just had their best second quarter as far as viewership in history. Why would you stop? Why would you stop? If you had your best second quarter in history, why would you stop doing this? There's obviously a group of people that want to see you continue to go down this path and this rabbit hole, even if it, at the end, he stays in power, which he will. There's no there, which there isn't. And your credibility still ruined. You're willing to do that.
James O'Keefe yesterday coming out with his stuff, right? Project Veritas. Three people last week that left because of poor editorial decisions. Breaking news. Very awkward situation inside of the White House, saying a woman has a nice smile and somehow we're supposed to treat that as if this is a horrible situation. That's who he is. That's what he does. There's nothing wrong with saying somebody has a nice smile. Like, again, he didn't say she has a banging ass, and she did. But there you go. This is what we have now. That's breaking news. That counts as breaking news. No. Hey, there's sources that say inside of her smile were Russians, and they were giving him secret codes. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Hey, 10 a.m., 3 p.m., daily. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. That is when your home is usually left alone, sitting there, empty. It's kind of getting hot. You open up the windows a little bit, right? But you lock the doors, you think everything's okay. But you never know. Between 10 and 3 is when most burglaries happen. That's something you need to realize. Now, you can continue to hope that nobody gets in, or you can be smart and stop intruders in their track with SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is a completely wireless system that's easy to install. You can build an arsenal in less than an hour. You order today, you may get it by Monday. By Monday afternoon, it's up, it's running, you are good to go. Entry sensors, glass break sensors, high-definition security cameras. You're going to know what's happening inside of your home even when you're not there. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees. You get round-the-clock professional monitoring. All of this for less than $15 a month with SimpliSafe. Go to simplisafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order today. That's simplisafe.com/Benson for 10% off. Simplisafe.com/Benson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York challenged the president to invite all 100 senators to the president's guest house so Democrats and Republicans can find a solution to health care. Schumer went further, saying to Republicans, let's turn over a new leaf. Let's start over. Schumer's challenge coming after Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delayed a vote on the Senate GOP health care bill because it didn't have the votes to pass.
Yeah, do it. Invite them all there. Put them all under the cosh there. I will say this, nothing's going to get done. And I don't think the Republicans are really enamored with Trump when it comes to health care. Remember, this wasn't his thing. Walls, jobs, get rid of people that are here bad, things like that. That was his stuff. Taxes, rolling back regulations. He didn't really run on this. This is long before he arrived, they have been saying they were going to repeal and replace. They have really worked diligently on this. And by that, I mean everybody's got a plan. Nobody's actually gotten together. It's really, really bad. You know what it reminds me of? Picture this. It's a play where everybody practices on their own, and then they all get together, and they have no idea what's going on. Some of them even have read for the same part and didn't find, and one of them didn't find out they didn't get that part, so they continued to do the part they thought they should have. So it's just a mass jumble of crap. So they all go back to what they know. President Obama, former president, the left is not happy with him. He's enjoying himself. He's on an extended vacation, and they're pissed because he's living life large. It is, and to say that he's living in the lap of luxury, some people say he's living, you know, the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
He waved goodbye, flew away in a chopper. Next thing you know, he's flying a kite. Kite surfing, actually, in the Virgin Islands with a smile so big, one poster commented, ah, he looks younger already. How was your weekend? Was the caption comparing Obama's face to President Trump's. Tweeted another, wait, he's having fun? Is he allowed to have fun? Why isn't he saving us? He can't even save himself on the golf course.
The left is pissed at him because he is all of the stuff that they champion, right? It's about the middle class. It's about the people in the poverty level. It's about all of these things, all of the stuff that they champion. He essentially is throwing in their face because he's in Bali, I think, this week, and some massive thing. He's been in the Virgin Islands. He's been with Richard Branson on his island. He's been doing all of this stuff. And here's the former president. And you know what? Who gives a rat's ass? He's earned that right, right? He's bought a couple million-dollar homes. He's got a fat paycheck coming from his memoirs. He's got all of this stuff. Who cares? Now, other presidents that have left really didn't do a ton afterwards. Jimmy Carter didn't do a lot, spent some quiet time, didn't vacation that much. Bush really didn't do a lot of crazy vacations. I don't care that this guy is. Good for you. You spent 8 years, right, being hated by half of the country. You got gray hairs when you probably shouldn't have got gray hairs. It's the most stressful job on planet Earth. You'll never make anybody happy. And you know what? He's got a smile on his face because it's good to be gone. It is. Ask George W. He got a smile on his face hanging out with Bono, relaxing, enjoying the world. Hell yeah. Indeed. And I bet you Trump can't wait to get rid of it. Like, okay, I'm going to get rid of this, going to do all I can, and then I want to get the hell out of here. It's not as great as people think it is. It isn't. Politics looks, you know, oh, man, politics looks fun. I'd like to do something like that. It's nuts. It is. But the left is going after him. It's like, calm your ass down. Please, calm your ass down. Let it go. Let it go. He earned the right. Why are you so obsessed with how other people live their lives? I've always been curious about that. What is it about other people that bugs you? That somebody else is successful, that they make a lot of money. What is it about that that really bugs you? What eats at you for that? He was on your team. He can't go to Bali? Where should he go? I'm just curious. Where should the ex-president of the United States go on a vacation that's been well-earned? Whether you liked him or not, it's a well-earned vacation. Where should he go? Should he do a staycation, right? Should he maybe just go out here to Palm Springs for a weekend and then get right back to doing what? He's got no responsibilities. Few speeches here, few speeches there. I'm just curious. What does it matter to you? Because he's making you guys look bad because you're championing for the undertrodden and poor and he's out enjoying himself? Stop it. Jealous SOBs. Terrorism. You're terrified of it, right? Don't be. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We've got many of them out already. You know, we're pretty much at the 50% mark. We're getting them out as fast as we can get them out. We're freeing up towns, actually liberating towns, if you can believe that we have to do that.
That's Trump talking about MS-13, how he's getting rid of MS-13. He says he's getting rid of a lot. That I don't know if it's 100% true. He said, even he went on to say, you know, we got rid of half of them. I don't know if that's true. I will say this. New York City has said they have seen a massive decline in MS-13, which is good. If you don't know who they are the worst of the worst of the worst of street gangs. Absolutely horrible street gangs. Violent, deadly. It is, yeah. They're the kind of gang that other gangs give a wide path to. And he's doing all he can. One of the things that's not talked about for all the stuff going on today, right? You know, CNN's bitching, MSNBC, Trump's attacking the media, New York Times, Trump's attacking the media. Who cares? How about this? Couple of immigration enforcement bills sitting out there. No Democratic support, not a shocker. but a couple of them sitting out there being voted on. What did he come to power on? What did he come to the presidency on? I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to fix immigration. I'm going to sort this out.
And he's worked with law enforcement to write a series of critical immigration bills that will close the dangerous loopholes exploited by criminals, gang members, drug dealers, killers, terrorists.
It's Bob Goodlatte's video. He's a Republican from Virginia, the House Judiciary Chairman. He's got a standalone version of a bill that includes more comprehensive enforcement measure, all right, approved by Goodlatte in May in the committee. Now, here's the other thing. It's another bill out there. Co-sponsored by GOPers Steve King of Iowa, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Pat Sessions of Texas. This would establish this bill would establish probable cause standards for federal deportation agents to issue. So this is important right here. Detainer requests for undocumented immigrants held in local jails. Some sanctuary cities, and soon to be California, probably a sanctuary state, do not consider detainer requests issued without an arrest warrant on probable or probable cause. Essentially, this would be one of those things where they could call up and say, you got somebody that's there illegally. And if you don't know how it works, ICE is inside the prison. They're inside jails. And you're like, oh, wait, what? Yeah. ICE is inside of jails. That's where they're located a lot of times. When you say that local law enforcement isn't going, and I want you out there who are pro-illegal immigration, all right? Or if your friends are pro-illegal, whatever it is. ICE is inside of jails. That's where they do a lot of their business. What ends up happening, if you tell them law enforcement is no longer going to work with you, what does ICE do? They leave the jails. And the people that you want to protect so much because you're worried about them are the ones who are going to get snatched up faster. Because they're no longer in jails because law enforcement isn't going to work for them. So they got to go out and look elsewhere. It's crazy. It is. But these things right here, because immigration is a big deal and we should be talking about it more. We should be talking about it. Not because we dislike people that are here from the different cultures and countries. Oh, you're a xenophobe, you're horrible, Islamophobe. What would you call somebody if you were, are you a Latinophobe? Was that something? Can we coin that? Is that a phrase we can coin? Because I want to make sure we get it all right. I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't want to be a left somebody out phobe, because that's not going to be good. But this stuff right here, I'm telling you, it's huge. And to have these bills out there, this is what he came to power in. He didn't come to power in healthcare. That wasn't his thing. The Republicans were screaming, we're repeal and replace. From the minute that thing passed till now, they're still screaming it, right? So he didn't come to power with that. Jobs, immigration, wall, jobs, immigration, wall, wall, jobs, wall, wall, immigration, wall, taxes, regulation reform. Make our country safe. That's what he came here for. You got two bills. No Democrat support. Not going to be any. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get any Democrat support whatsoever. Doesn't matter what happens. They're more concerned about protecting the future of what will be Democratic voters than the taxpayers of our country and the laws that we have. They're more concerned about that. We can look and say, yeah, there's been a net positive. But if you look across the board, it's time for this to be sorted out. We have rules on the books. We have laws on the books. Let's follow those things, and then we'll go from there. It's not that hard. You're not a heartless SOB. It's the reality of it all. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. A couple texters write in. They say the same thing. He should go back to Chicago, Obama, if he wants to go on vacation. Nobody wants to go to Chicago. Nobody does. People in Chicago want to get away from Chicago. It's sad. I've been to Chicago a couple of times. It's a beautiful city in some areas, but others, it's Detroit with people. It's what it's becoming. Detroit with people. the violence, dilapidated areas, the Democrats have run it into the ground. You can't blame Republicans on this one. You might want to, but you can't. Unions control everything. They got no money. They're broke. They're going super broke. As of June 30th, they can't even make lotto and lottery payments. So you better get your payment while you can. You're going to get a lottery check. You may win $20 million. You're going to get a lottery check. You're going to go try to cash it, and they're going to laugh at you. They're going to tell you, okay, here's the deal. We'll give you 20 million scratchers, or you could take a piece of a building that you might like. How do you feel about this? You want a piece of this building? We'll give you a couple floors. So, so sad. We worry about things like, I don't know, terrorism. It's going to get us. Right around the corner. Terrorism. Bad. Now, if terrorism does what this does, I'd be up in arms saying we better get on this. And we need to be aware of terrorism. Don't get me wrong. We need to understand terrorism. We need to make sure that we do all we can to stop terrorism and fight it. But this right here doesn't get as much run as it should. Nobody talks about it as much. And it affects so many people. It really does. Opioid addiction. How bad is it? Stat Forecast. They do a lot of big forecasting, and usually they're spot on. Get ready for this, kids. This is terrifying. Over the next decade, 500,000 to 650,000 people will die from opioid addiction. Arizona last week, 15 people died, 191 overdose. And they think it's only going to get worse. Deaths from opioids have been rising so sharply, it's killed more Americans under the age of 50 than anything else. They went to 10 university and tons of other health experts and said, please do a forecast of what this is going to look like moving forward, because this is scurry. And the numbers are staggering. 100 people a day die from opioid addiction, overdoses. And this isn't just in one area. From the Appalachian Mountains to upstate New York to California to rural farmhouses in Texas, people are dying from it. And it's going to get worse. We sit here and we talk about what? We talk about the terrorism, and we should focus on it. We sit here and we talk about a lot of this other stuff that really in the everyday average thing, like the travel ban or Russia, or he said you have a nice smile, and people debate this crap and they talk about it as if, and that's only the reason they're doing that is because they're looking to weaken a president whose agenda they don't like and they think is mean. And it's a good ratings grab. Yet at the same time, people are dying left, right, and center. Young people, healthy people, just several months ago, who are now in the midst of chaos and dying at a rapid pace. Ohio, Arizona, California, Washington State, Florida, you name it, it's happening. Iowa, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter the color, doesn't matter any of that stuff. And young kids are gobbling it up. This, to me, matters. This, to me, is scary. Let's put it another way. Opioids could kill nearly as many Americans in a decade than the HIV/AIDS epidemic killed beginning in the early 1980s. So think about that for a second. Remember HIV and AIDS? Remember all of the stuff? Remember all, everybody's wearing the red, you know, the little red ribbons there, and we're doing all this stuff, and we're raising all this money and raising awareness, and we're doing all of these things in the early 80s. My cousin Ricky passed away of AIDS. I remember it. And it was this thing, and if people were talking about it, it was all of this stuff. This will do in a decade what it took 30-plus years, 40 years. This is becoming a death sentence. This is the kind of thing where you're like, oh, thank God your son's on meth and not on. That's the kind of thing that this is becoming. And we better figure it out. We better figure it out, because it is getting ugly, and it's going to get uglier. And I look at these numbers, and they're terrifying, but I have a feeling it's going to get worse before it gets better. And some of them even said these numbers may be on the very low end. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Text the show. You can tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Rob Lowe and his kids got a new show, and I love it. And anytime I get to tell my story, I usually try to. And the UFO world, woo, we got some news, baby. Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Since I was a little boy, I've loved spooky legends and scary mysteries. And when I had boys of my own, we bonded over those campfire stories.
We're going on a search for Sasquatch.
And debated whether Bigfoot was real.
That is a real track of Bigfoot.
Or if ghosts really existed. And we swore that one day we would find out those answers together.
That's Rob Lowe's new show. It's going to be monster hunting with his kids. I think it's kind of cool. I would love to do that. I love my son, but I don't think he's quite there yet. He's only 7, and Jack has, he's about a PG when it comes to the scare department. You know, still a little boy, runs a little crazy in his mind. But that'd be great. I do. I do think it'd be awesome. And that's memories right there, right? That is memories. What are you guys doing? We're going monster hunting. We're going monster hunting. And I love to tell my story about Bigfoot. I do. I love to tell my story about Bigfoot. Should I tell my story about Bigfoot? Should I? I probably should. But should we do UFOs? Bigfoot or UFOs? Anthony? Both. All right. I'll tell my story quick. I was younger, very young. I was probably 13, and we were in Olympia, Washington. With maybe even younger than, might have been like 11. And we were in Olympia, Washington, up visiting my uncle out in the middle of godforsaken nowhere. And my dad, my uncle, Vietnam vet, very, very bad men. They two men you would not want to come across anywhere. That's the kind of guys that they were. They were healed, meaning they were both packing high-powered guns. And my cousin and I and my father and my uncle, we went to go fishing out in the middle of some guy's backyard that was just trees for miles and miles. It's Olympia, Washington. We get out there. I'd never seen so much wildlife in my life. By the time we had walked, it was about a good mile and a half into the place where we were going to go fishing. I had seen just about everything you can imagine. I mean, there was just so much wildlife. And as a kid coming from L.A., you don't see a lot of wildlife, right? Like seeing a deer is like, whoa, my God, they're real? All of a sudden, I mean, we couldn't have been there more than 5 or 10 minutes. The beavers disappeared. The birds were gone. The deers were gone, the ducks have flown away, and then there was the most putrid smell you had ever smelt in your life. I mean, it was disgusting. The kind, it was one of those things where it was so bad it makes you want to vomit. Then we heard a screech that was nothing that an animal that you would recognize would make, and it was terrifying. Then there was another one, and to see, understand, my dad was a big, bad dude you did not want to mess with. My uncle was a big, bad dude you did not want to mess with. And both of them are carrying high-powered guns. And they said, pick up your poles, we're leaving. And the looks on their faces, I will never in my life get over. And when later on in life, when I was talking to my uncle about it, he says, you know, because he used to be one of these guys that they would drop out in the middle. He was a surveyor. They would drop out hundreds of miles, and he would slowly walk back by himself and survey all these trees, what needs to be cut down, this, that, and the other. And he would say, you know, I never worried at night, but every once in a while, I always felt there was something tracking me that wasn't a bear, because I know what a bear is. I know what some of these animals are, but there was something that was looking at me, it was tracking me. And it was terrifying. And that's to this day, I said, you know what? There's some things out there you don't know. Was it Sasquatch? I don't know. But I tell you what, it was scary. And as a kid, I still remember that day. I still remember that day.
Unsealed case file. The British X-Files. The UK's Ministry of Defense began documenting the nation's UFO sightings in the 1950s.
But all of this potentially explosive information would remain under lock and key. But in the year 2000, the British government passes the Freedom of Information Act, granting public access to nearly 60 years of the nation's X-Files.
So you've got the British X-Files that were released yesterday. Three more big batches will come towards the end of the year. There's some interesting stuff there, but there's also a few caveats. One of them is most of the good stuff you actually have to go to and see in person in the Ministry of Defense, and a lot of that stuff's redacted, so that makes you think. Secondly, right, anonymous yesterday. Oh, yeah. They released a thing saying they'd hacked into NASA and that they have evidence and proof that aliens do exist, that NASA and the government knows that aliens are real. I know what you're thinking. Chad, you're going a little George Norrie on us. I am not. But it would be cool, right? But I understand. Look, I understand. I understand that you can't tell the world. People aren't prepared to handle that. They're not. They're not prepared. Religious leaders wouldn't know what to do. You would change everything. And people aren't afraid. They're afraid. So you can't tell them. They're not prepared. So you give them a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, and then it's all plausible deniability, and you say, no, that's ours. But we'd be stupid to think we're the only one, right? 323-538-2423, text line. Tweet at us at Chad Benson Show, ChadBensonShow. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.